Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. You know, I thought I'd wait just an extra second. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. In class, I just want to mention Greg and Bert and all the instructors spent a lot of time preparing their syllabi or their individual syllabus for class. And what happens is we can't get through the material. We just can't. So that leads us to what do we do about it? Well, what we're going to have to do is not take calls. And so if we're going to take calls, what we'll do is we'll announce that, you know, in the beginning of the broadcast that we'll be taking calls. But it seems like from now on, it's going to be very difficult for us to take calls here at USA Prepares. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vince. So, yeah, snow on the ground and snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And just last week, it was nice and warm, and you could about go outside with a T-shirt, which is, you know, it felt like spring. It really did for a couple of weeks. Just absolutely bizarre.
Same thing here. It was spring, 65 degrees a couple days ago. I asked Rich if he could keep the seat warm for me, and he did. And I said that we needed to work on the campground. We are determined, working every minute on the campground and the farm and getting ready. And it's quite an undertaking, and we keep expanding the campground. About 25 campsites now. And so it's pretty significant. It's way bigger than most startup campsites. Greg, I have two really short 5-minute university lessons, probably a minute apiece. Is it okay with you if I mention them? I think they're pretty significant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so class, I used to, back in the 1970s, I owned a foreign car. It was from England. And this was some people call it Colin Chapman's Backyard Special. It was a 1974 Lotus Europa twin cam special. You can look it up. If you see a red one, that's it. There are very few of them that were made. And it was problematic more than any other vehicle I've ever seen. It's always breaking down. It was letting me down on the way there and on the way back on a regular basis. So I was spending a lot of time at the European parts store. They had a special store on the East Coast that specialized in European cars, MGs, Fiats, those kinds of cars, Triumph. And when I went into the parts store, they'd say, okay, what's the make and model? And I'd say, well, I can't tell you that because you won't be able to find it. They would not be able to look up 1974 Lotus Europa twin cam special and find whatever what I was looking for. They couldn't find it. And if you go to the parts store today, they'll say, okay, what's the year? What's the brand? What's the model? What's the engine? Is it two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive? Those kinds of things. Well, if you have older equipment, you need to know the part number. And, like, for example, the Lotus, the front suspension was from a Triumph Spitfire. The rear lights were from a Jaguar XKE. The engine was from a Ford Cortina. The head was from a Cosworth double overhead cam. The starter was, or the electronics The alternator was Delco Remy. The wiring harness was Lucas. So this was cobbled together with a whole bunch of different brands. The transmission was Renault, as it's pronounced sometimes. It was really complicated to buy parts. So what I had to do was figure out what part of what car this cobbled together Lotus Europa was from. The bottom line is you can't do that today. It's really difficult if you have an older vehicle. So it's really simple. What you do is if you need, like wheel bearings, they have a part number stamped on the wheel bearing. So if you have the wheel bearing in your hand, you can wipe it off and remove the grease and you can see a part number. If you have a wheel seal or an oil seal, you can get the part number off it a lot of times. But you might have to get a dial caliper to measure the exact dimensions. Okay? So what I'm saying is don't throw the part away before you get the replacement because you may need the old part number. There's part numbers on alternators, generators, starters, even fan belts. They may still have the part number on the outermost, the widest part of the fan belt. It may still be there. Bottom line is don't throw the old part away until you get the replacement. And then if you're going to keep this piece of machinery for a while, you may want to start a notebook with notes as to what parts are what and with the part numbers and where you got them. Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah, I had a good friend who was really, I have a good friend who's really an expert machinist. And he can make quite a few things. He can make parts for airplanes or whatever you want. But when it gets down to bearings and little tiny parts, there's nothing you can do. I mean, other than search, wrecking yards and graveyards for parts on certain things. You hit the nail right on the head. We're in crazy times. Yeah, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so that is one of 5 Minute University's tips from the book. And you're going to find that if you want to go to an AutoZone, and I really like AutoZone. This is not a bash against AutoZone. But the system is not designed for them to find parts by the part number the way it used to be. There weren't so many parts. And what the big box automobile parts stores are doing is they are specializing in the 80-20 rule. Like, let's carry 20% of the parts that fit 80% of the customer's needs. So they don't have all the parts. They don't even have a listing for some of the hard-to-find parts. So it's not that they don't want to. It's just that that's not their business. So you're going to have to find websites that carry hard-to-find parts. And for example, I was working on this Ford 3000 tractor. It's a 1974 model. 1974. So, roughly 50 years old. And all I needed was a real simple part, a set of front wheel bearings and a seal to keep the dirt out and the grease in. Very common back in 1974. It's probably one of the most common bearing sets with a seal that you could get, but not today. I could get the bearings from AutoZone, but I couldn't get the seal. So without the seal, dirt's going to get in, grit's going to get in there, the grease is going to leak out, and the bearing's going to fail. I had to find a site on the internet, Yesterday's Tractor. You can look them up, Yesterday's Tractor. Those guys have these kinds of hard-to-find parts. And so I bought the complete kit. The complete kit, and I explained that I was going to be tax-exempt, filled out the form, sent it to them electronically, and I was tax-exempt. So, and I got it for the shipping of $11.95. So the parts were $16.49. Shipping was $11.49, and no tax. And I'm entitled to no tax because I'm a farmer. And these are for agricultural purposes. Bottom line is, you can ask some questions, and you can get the same kind of results that I get by asking lots of questions and being persistent. I don't mean demanding. I don't mean aggressive. I mean just ask questions to the point where they go, I think we can do it your way. I think we can do that. Because they know you're not going to go away.
Amazing. you got to go. What you've got to go through nowadays to find things like that. Most people couldn't do what you just did, to tell you the truth.
Why is that? Why it doesn't seem like it's that hard to me. Just, you know, success equals one of the ingredients for success is persistence. I mean, Thomas Alva Edison was working on a light bulb, and he knew like 7,999 things that didn't work to make a light bulb, but that 8,000th one, that did work. That's true. It's really true. That's persistence. And so, you know, when I was helping Lou with that generator, Lou Cassidy, to make sure the generator was working, when the guy delivered it here at the farm for Lou to pick up, I told him, I don't give up. I mean, we're into it for an hour and a half and it wasn't working. And it was in the dark and it was a little chilly. And I said, look, I just want you to let you know that I don't give up. And so we got it working and it's great. And Lou's going to pick it up in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you ready for the next one? Next one's real simple. Okay. This is really not a five minute university lesson, but it is something that I received from Kathy. And I got to tell you, class, this is a sign of, well, we can say that we've been talking about this here at USA Prepares. This is a sign on a doctor's door. I'm talking about a medical practice door, you know, where you walk in from the outside. And it says in capital letters, student athletes, colon, underlined, like headline, student athletes. Sports physicals are done primarily to make sure that you are not at high risk for sudden cardiac death on the playing field. COVID vaccination affects your risk. In response to worldwide experience and vaccine adverse event monitoring, we are adopting a more precautionary sports physical sign-off policy. If you have received doses of any COVID shot, we will not be able to clear you to compete in sports without performing lab work and possibly an echocardiogram to rule out potential heart damage. End quote. That is the complete sign on a medical practice door for clearing students' health for participating in public school sports and maybe even university sports. We told you this. We told you this was, we told you here at USA Prepares that in a year or two, you would start seeing people dropping dead from heart attacks. We told you that.
Absolutely. And if you didn't hear it, you weren't listening, or maybe you're new to the program.
Right.
But you're 100% correct.
So that's terrible news. So if you know people who have gotten them, you might want to share that. Send them a link to what I just read. It's at gcnlive.com. You can go to the archives and select USA Prepares in the list of broadcasts. You can select today's date, hour number one.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just one more 10-second tip from the 5-Minute University book that's unfinished and it's not available for purchase yet. If you have not started your own business, it can be a home-based business, it can be any business you want. If you have not started that, and if you have not downloaded IRS Publication 17, you can search for pub, P-U-B, space 1-7, the number 17, and read it. And prepare your own income taxes. If you haven't done all three things that I've just mentioned, you are paying too much taxes, period. Greg, back to you.
I would say if we're paying any taxes, we're being thefted because it's not voluntary. And there's nowhere in this world, you know, that's why, you know, these last days we're going to be crying for deliverance because things are going to get so bad. We'll need a literal deliverance just like Moses and the children of Israel. And if we don't realize it, well, we're on the wrong side, going all the way back to the founding of this nation where we were all kings. Now we're just serfs. And we allowed this to happen. I was born into it. You were born into it. Yeah, I saw an interesting video that I think it was the CEO of Pfizer or Moderna, one of the two, over in Davos. And that's I guess you would call them a right-wing news agency because they were asking the questions. We're asking him, you know, what it had to say about all the deaths and how long had he hidden this information that these vaccines were dangerous. He would not answer. But it was incredible. It lasted about 10 minutes. And, wow. The questions that were asked, I'm going to send you a copy of it so you can watch it because it's very revealing.
I saw part
and, you know,
of it,
this new vaccine they come out with, it's supposed to stop the cardiac events. Well, when pieces of this material that's grown in people that have taken this vaccine break loose and it goes to the heart, and it plugs the heart. I don't care what kind of vaccine you receive. That chunk in there is going to stop your heart, stop your blood flow, and you're going to die anyway. This is just another big money scam for vaccine. Now, I don't know. Maybe it does break down the materials that has been unidentified. It's not blood, made out of blood. It's biological. It's got some strange chemicals in it and things. But, we'll just have to see on this one. But my guess is it's not going to work. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Greg, Dr. Shealy has been with us going on 12 years. And he has been talking about COVID, the vaccine, and health, and everything he's been saying has been absolutely correct. And he called it a fake-ademic. And he didn't say COVID wasn't real. What he was saying is this, in his terminology, I'm interpreting now, that he was saying that COVID is real, and there's a design to make us panic, to make the general dumb public jump on the vaccine, demand the vaccine, which really was the kill shot, which was really the device to destroy our health. And that's what his intent, I believe, was, to warn us. And he warned us and warned us and warned us, and he warned us about the medical system and the number of mistakes that the medical system makes and the pharmaca mafia. I remember him saying very clearly on air with me and you, class, I don't call it the pharmaca mafia for nothing. That's what he said. He was right on the money. And he's been curing himself, and he got a wickedly massive shedding dose. Massive. Darn near killed him. Seriously. And if it wasn't for his tenacity and his medical skills and his medical knowledge of 90 years, he would not have been able to survive. This, to those of us who are paying attention, to those of us who the others, who the generally dumb public call conspiracy theorists, it's not conspiracy theory, it's conspiracy fact. And I wear that badge proudly, that I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am a conspiracy fact believer. And I think you're going to find that every single one of us at USA Prepares is very similar to that. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Inflation continues to strike out at Americans. More layoffs at Google parent company Alphabet Incorporated is in the works. Alphabet officials reported Thursday it plans to eliminate roughly 12,000 jobs, reducing its staff by 6% and marking the company's largest ever round of layoffs. The Supreme Court failed and still doesn't know who leaked the abortion draft ruling after the High Court promised to get answers. In May, an online news outlet published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned a month later. It should be noted clerks and employees were only questioned on a voluntary basis and the justices themselves were never questioned. Eight teams remain in the National Football League playoffs with four games this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I'm not gonna today.
Last
day.
God, you're
take my.
When you're gonna
be
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So what does all this mean, class? It means what we've been saying for years. Don't believe anything that you hear or see or read in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. The bottom line is the government lies with every single syllable about everything, about the moon landing, about COVID, about the economy, about how they're here to help you. You need to do your own research and take care of your own family, because they're not going to come and help you. They're not coming. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, I'm going to explain a couple of the biggest conspiracies that I have ever seen in my life. Because I saw the the inventor of mRNA technology, and he explained in detail that they did testing on animals years ago with the mRNA technology, and the animals themselves died upon reinfection from something else. Not one of them survived. Okay? Now, here's the conspiracy. They pulled his little information video off of YouTube. They pulled it off of Google. You couldn't find it. You had to go to BitChute. And another conspiracy. The inventor of the PCR testing. He called Dr. Fauci an idiot because it does not diagnose whether you're sick or not. He says if you want to be diagnosed using that, it just depends on how many cycles you cycle the test, like 60 cycles, you will see every disease in the world in there that you've been exposed to. That's what it was for doing, is exposing, is showing all the things that you've been exposed for to, but never got. And they, here's the conspiracy. His video, his information, his documents were banned from Google, from Facebook, Twitter, all of them the same as the other. And here's another conspiracy that's going to even rival all of these. There's a movement to call, to hide or get rid of what they call false information. Spreading of false information, which would include both of these scientists. I'm just baffled that people, you know, believe everything they're told. I really am. That actually watch mainstream news and mainstream media after finding some of these actors behind green screens, blue screens, saying that they're somewhere they're not. They've been caught over and over and over faking these things, including Hillary Clinton, saying that bullets were flying over her head. Complete, total lies. They've been exposed at it. You know, I heard a statement that rang true to me once before. If a man ever makes a prophecy and says that that prophecy is going to happen and it never does, mark that man down as a false prophet in your logbook. Why don't we do this with the media? False media. They've been caught lying, and they continue to be caught lying, and it's happening over and over and over again. There's your conspiracy. Where was the first conspiracy ever created? And what did they do? I'm going to explain to you. It was in the Garden of Eden when Lucifer conspired with Eve to partake of the apple. There was your first conspiracy. They showed us conspiracy from the beginning. Conspiring. That's conspiracy. Conspiring. What do you think Davos is? It's a huge they're conspiring to take over the world and to implement their new world order. They're culling. They've talked about there's too many people and they're really useless. And they're weak. They say we have no need for them. Who's we? We got to wake up to the awful state we're in. If we don't, you know, go ahead, just eat, drink, and be merry, because, you know, for tomorrow we die. There's a statement that many people are, you know, prepare. Don't believe a word we say. Don't believe a word anybody says. Do your own investigation, but I suggest that you don't get your investigative materials from the mainstream media who said that the vaccine was safe and effective and not dangerous. I mean, if you're getting your media there, your news there, I really do feel sorry for you. I really do. But most of you are here because you understand what's going on. You know what's going on. You can see what's going on before your eyes. And you're waking up to the awful state of hell that we live in under. Tyranny. People taking control of our lives because they think we're too dumb to do it ourselves. Or, you know, we're interfering with the world that they want to create for themselves is what's really happening. You know, I heard that. Now, check this out. You know, you have to look, do your own research again. But I heard that all of these executives and the people that flew to Davos are in search of unvaccinated pilots. Gee, I wonder why.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. They're searching for unvaccinated pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because they don't want them dying in the cockpit. They don't want them dying on takeoff or landing. They know that there are stresses that the body is subjected to during flight. And also fear. Some people, you know, have great concerns about flying. You know, you're off the ground. You're off the ground and you're being suspended by a piece of machinery that if the turbine shaft bearing on the jet engine fails, that engine's going to fail. And it may actually explode, meaning pieces of that turbine will go flying in 360 degrees. And within that 360 degrees is the airplane. So there are great concerns. And there are hydraulic seals, there are hydraulic pumps, there are hydraulic hoses, lines. And a lot of the aircraft is controlled by fluid, hydraulics.
Yeah, and if they die, you're going down. Going down.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know.
Here's a quote.
This is how stupid they are. This is how stupid the elite are. Did they not see this coming? You bet they saw it coming, but they're too dumb to make a good decision. They're catching them, just like the scripture said, they're catching themselves in their own snares. Is that any wonder why that scripture was added to the Bible? They will catch themselves in their own snares. They're doing a wonderful job of it. And here's something else that we've been doing all of our lives and we've been taught to do. When God came to Eve and asked the question, she said, Satan did beguile me. You know, he said that, you know, and she passed the blame on to Lucifer. And Lucifer, of course, and Adam passed the blame on Eve. Did that do him any good? To pass the blame? No, we've got to be responsible for our own selves. I know there's a lot of people out there trying to blame Israel for everything. Blame the Jews for everything. Why don't we turn around and look at ourselves? The beams in our own eyes. We're responsible for what happens and what we do, what we learn, where we get our information. You know? I mean, I hate to turn this into such religion, but I can just see it happening. Many will come to Christ and say, look, you know, look what I've done. You know, I've done this, I've done that. Have we not cast out devils? And what did he say to them? Depart, I never knew thee. I don't want to be on that side. I want to realize that my life, I have done nothing but through proxy, killed children, caused abortions. How did I do that? By paying the taxes to these monsters, these beasts that have formed all these horrible things that are teaching our children about homosexuality and how to accept it and even showing how to participate in it. That's where your tax money is going. Is it a righteous thing to pay taxes? No, it's a sin. There's a reason that Christ and John the Baptist had no home, had no place to lay their head. Had no money. In fact, to get into the temple, Christ told Peter where to go get a coin that wasn't stolen from anybody. And then they were able to get into the temple. And what did he do when he got into the temple? He overthrew the money changers. He beat them. Beat them to pieces. And then that was the beginning of his them, you know, getting ready to crucify him. Just saying, there are choices. We can make those choices. They're not easy. You know, one of the choices might be death. They may kill you. But whose side are you going to be on? I'm looking at things differently now that I see that we're so engulfed and there's no way we're going to change everything. We're just going to have to prepare to see how long we can last. And if you read Isaiah 28, you'll find in there that he is going to send somebody before Christ's arrival. And in the scriptures it does say that he will, you know, there's somebody will set the house of order, you know, set the house of God in order again. So there will be, because it says that they're like under Moses, he'll be like under Moses. They call that the Davidic servant. I'm looking for that person. I'm looking for that way to leave Babylon that we live in, the horrible state that we're under. I mean, is it wrong if somebody comes up to your business and says, you know, you pay me, or we're not going to protect you. You know, such as the mafia, and you pay him. You are actually participating and keeping that system or that beast going by paying that mafia. That's what we're doing. We're paying for our own destruction. We're paying for our own culling. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Well, I have a couple thoughts about things that you've mentioned. One is, you know, we look at our children in the public training camp, public school system. My father was in the public school system, and he was really proud of his school. It was truly spectacular. But today, I think the number that I read last night was about 40% of the parents whose children are in the public school system are not happy with what is being done in the public school system. About 40%. So that number keeps increasing. It used to be most people were pretty excited about the public school system. Not anymore. And here's a quote. How fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In the last days of a corporation, you know, when it starts to go down, you can measure that by the blame that is being pointed. You know, the company that maybe was once thriving, maybe it was an old line company, starts to become a blame finding company. And the employees start blaming each other. And you can see this. I've witnessed this. I was in one of those companies. And literally 11 people were sent from corporate headquarters to demand that I be fired toward the end of this company's life. The company is now kaput. And it was a company that was established in the 1870s. Well-known company. And it was a big company. Well, Greg was talking about blame and pointing to someone else to blame. Alec Baldwin, the alleged actor, allegedly shot the camera person during the production of Rust, a cowboy-type movie. Killed her. He had the single-action revolver in his hand. In order for that to go bang, the hammer has to be pulled back and the trigger has to be squeezed. Reportedly, Alec Baldwin said, reportedly, allegedly, that he didn't, and the word was, pull the trigger. He didn't pull the trigger, just went off. The lab reports from the Federal Bureau of Investigation said, no, that's not the case. You have to pull the trigger on this particular gun, handgun. So he's saying he didn't pull the trigger. But the
don't
blame,
you know that it's guns that kill people, not people behind the gun?
Right.
Haven't you told that?
That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. Now, class, it's really simple. You never point a weapon, rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver, at anything that you don't intend to destroy, whether it's loaded or unloaded, or whether you're absolutely certain whether it's loaded or unloaded. You never do that. So, in actuality, it was Alec Baldwin, in my opinion, it was Alec Baldwin's responsibility to check to make sure that that revolver was not loaded. That was his responsibility. It was his responsibility to why? Because it was in his hand. It was his responsibility to also make sure that he didn't point it in a direction that could kill somebody. You could kill somebody with a blank cartridge. You could kill somebody. Hard to believe, but it's true. And the armorer who was supposed to have checked this revolver, she is at fault too. Everyone who handled this revolver is at fault. Every single one. Back to you.
Now, Vincent, yeah, there's a couple interesting facts here that nobody's talked about because, you know, the mainstream media don't publish these things. But this woman and her husband is an attorney, okay? This woman made a comment. They had enough information on the Clinton and the Clinton Foundation to bring them down and put them in jail for the rest of their lives. She made that comment. Now, to make a statement like that against the Clintons, boy, that's pretty brave. Because there's a long list of people
that have died. Which woman are you talking about? The attorney? The DA?
Yeah. What's that? Ask again.
Are you talking about the DA?
No, this lady who was shot by Alec Baldwin. Her husband is an attorney.
Okay. Okay.
And then he had enough information on the Clintons to bring them down, and they were planning it. She made the comment to a few people that they were going to bring the Clintons down. And, you know, her dying like that, I'm sure that her husband probably thought twice about bringing this information forward. So there's just a little side note, but it really needs to be investigated even deeper because you don't bring live 45 long colt bullets onto a stage. It just doesn't happen. And you don't just point something from a pew, you know, from quite a distance at somebody and pull the trigger and give them a deadly shot. You know, he had to have aimed that gun. He had to have looked down the sights. What are the chances of that bullet going off accidentally in any direction? Well, there's just a few coincidences here that I just say are just very, very fishy. Back to you.
There's a bank robbery in Virginia, and the gunny sergeant, the sniper who taught me how to shoot years ago, talked to the sheriff's department after the bank robbery, and he said, "So, how many rounds you guys go through?" And they went through a case of ammunition. It's like of AR-15 ammunition. That's 1,000 rounds, and not one of the multiple bank robbers was hit. What you're saying is, how did these sheriff's deputies shoot 1,000 rounds and not hit anybody, and yet Alec Baldwin was able to do it? There you go.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.